This chazor is saying, "Neshabach ches v'shalach v'vav yehudim sechaz kedushin daf yud ches." Zaken where Brisa says there are certain halachas of an eved ivri that don't apply to an omer ivri, and there are certain halachas of an omer ivri that don't apply to an eved ivri. An eved ivri goes free at 6 years, goes free with yovel, and goes free with the death of the master, while an omer ivri does not. An omer ivri goes out free with simonim and may not be sold for a second time and is redeemed even against the will of the master, whereas this is not the case for an eved ivri. Fakim our Mishnah says an omer ivri has the same methods of freedom as an eved ivri, and in addition has the method of simonim. Rav Sheisha said the Brisa is discussing an omer ivri who underwent yield and is thereby married to the master. Therefore, she does not go out with 6 years yovel, etc. In fact, if that's the case, it's obvious that the only method of exit is with a get. Mar said we would think she continues to have a lachas of a Maria. The Brisa therefore teaches that she does not. She's actually a full-fledged wife. In fact, if this is the case, why is the Brisa say that she goes free with simonim? The Brisa is saying if the master did not marry her with yid and she remains a regular Maria, then she goes out free also with simonim. In fact, the Brisa suggests that an eved ivri can be sold for a second time. However, a Brisa says that the word bignevos soy teaches that he cannot be sold a second time. Rava said he cannot be sold a second time for a single act of stealing, but he can be sold again for another act of stealing. Abaye asked, the word bignevos soy seems to include even multiple acts of stealing and teaches that he only may be sold once. Rather, Dr. Mara, he may be sold only once for each person that he steals from, even if there were multiple acts against that one person. Brisa says if he stole something worth 1,000 and he himself is only worth 500 if he sold it to the slaves, he sold once and he can be sold again so that he reaches the value of the stolen item. If the stolen item was worth 500 and he himself is worth 1,000, he is not sold for this act of stealing. Rabbi Eliezer says if the value of the stolen item and the value of the thief are equal, he's sold. If the values are not equal, he does not get sold. Rava said Rabbi Eliezer won over the Tanakhama with the following argument. Why is it that when he's worth more than the stolen item, he's not sold? This is based on the pasuk of Nimkar, which teaches that he must be sold in his entirety and not just partially. So using that same logic, we have to dash in the word nimka b'gnevosoy to teach that he's only sold for the entire stolen item, not for half of it. The Brisa says that an omer ivri may be redeemed against his will. Rava thought to say, this means against the will of the master. Abaye asked, is this to mean that we allow the father to give a promissory note for her value to the master and force the master to accept it and to free the girl? How can we force him to accept a piece of paper in return for a real asset? Rather, Abaye said, the Brisa means she can be redeemed against the will of the father. If he can afford to redeem her, we force him to do so even against his will so that it not be a disgrace to the family. In fact, if so, why don't we force the relatives in heaven every to redeem him so that it's not a disgrace to the family? Rava said, if we would do so, he would go and sell himself again and keep the money. Why don't we have this concern regarding an omer ivri? Mara says, because a girl may not be sold as a slave more than once. This follows the view of Shimon and Abaye, who says that a girl cannot be sold into slavery more than once. The Tana Kama argues, actually, and says that she may. The machleik in the Tana Kama of Shimon is the same machleik as in another Abaye. The Abaye says, the pasuk says that a father may not sell his daughter after having been bevigdoi vo. Rabbi Kiva says, since the word is read as if there's a yud, bevigdoi, it's understood as referring to an article of clothing, which is what's used for a chuppah and marriage, and therefore means that after she was given away in marriage, he may no longer sell into slavery, even if she was widowed, lest they were divorced, and is back in the house. Rabbi Eliezer says, since the word bevigdoi is written without a yod, it should be understood as meaning betrayed, bevogdoi. This means that once he has betrayed her by selling her into slavery, he may not sell her into slavery again. Rav Shimon holds that we darshan the word both ways, and that's why he holds that she may not be sold into slavery after having been sold once, or after having been given over in marriage. When a master does yod, does that accomplish a kedushin, or does it even accomplish an assun? The difference would be, obviously, whether she becomes his full wife for purposes of inheriting her, for being metamit to her if he's a kohen, or to be made for her nedarim. The Gemara says the Brisa quoted above seems to be referring to yud and says that once she was given in yud, she may no longer be sold as a slave. However, it seems that she would be able to be given in marriage even after yud. Now, if yud accomplishes nesuin, the father would no longer be able to give her away in marriage again. Therefore, it must be that the yud only accomplishes kiddushin. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said this is not a proof. The Brisa may be referring to a regular kiddushin, and that's why the father would still be allowed to give away a marriage if the kedushin was terminated. Maybe we can bring a proof from another Brisa. The Brisa says the father may not sell his daughter as a slave to relatives who would be unable to marry her. You can't do yid. In the name of Rabbi Eliezer, they said that he may even sell her to such relatives. All would agree that if she is a widow, he may sell her to a kohen gadol, and she's a divorcee, or a chalutza, he may sell her to a regular kohen, even though l'chayre, they can't do yid either. Now, this girl who's a widow, what are the circumstances of her first marriage? If she accepted kedushin on her own, the kedushin would not be effective. She's a katana. If the father had accepted kedushin for her, how can he sell her now? We have learned that once he gave her away in marriage, he may no longer sell her. So and then Yitzchak therefore explained, the Brisa is discussing a case of Yid, and is following the view of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when Yid is done, the value given for the Yid is the remainder of the years of service left, and therefore it's viewed as if the girl is the one getting the money, which is why it's not considered as if the father gave her away in marriage, and why it would be that
he could then sell her into slavery. Now, if Yid is considered to accomplish a suin, how could he then sell her into slavery? It must be that Yid only accomplishes kedushin. Even if the Yid only accomplishes kedushin, how could the father later sell her? We have learned that once she is given in marriage, she may no longer be sold. Rather, you're going to have to say that there's a difference between him giving her away in kedushin and him giving her away in or giving herself away in a kedushin. So once you have to say this, you can also say that Yid even accomplishes nesuin, and the reason the father could sell her after nesuin is that there's a difference between when she enters into nesuin on her own and when the father gives away nesuin. Mar says no way. It makes sense to say there's a difference between his kedushin and her kedushin, meaning him giving away in kedushin and her giving herself away in kedushin. But it makes no sense to say there's a difference between him giving her in a suin and her giving herself in a suin. In fact, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who says that even Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, holds that it's the original money that creates the kedushin, and as such, it's the father who's accepting a kedushin. How will he explain the case of the widow who can be sold as a slave? Mar says he will say that the brisa follows Rabbi Eliezer, who says that although a father can't sell his daughter after having sold her once into slavery, he may sell his daughter after having given her away in marriage.